This is the first entry in the dream journal, so let's see. What is today? It's 2:47, October 20th, 2023. But I did not just wake up. Since this is the first entry in the dream journal, I'm going to train myself when I wake up, and if the dream was interesting, I'm going to hit record on this tape player that I have right here. But, okay, this dream, I have recurring lesbian dreams for the past few days, and they're not consenting. It's not like I've been wanting to have lesbian dreams. And it's embarrassing because they're kind of pathetic about what's been happening in these dreams. So yeah, these dreams have been kind of intense, and I've had them for the past 3 days, and they won't stop. So I'm wondering if tonight, when I go to bed, is there going to be more lesbian dreams? So here's the thing. How should I start this off? Well, just because you think, okay, I'm a female, that I don't experience being pathetic. Just because you're female, you get everything you want. All the guys want you. You could easily have lesbian experiences and meet guys and all this kind of stuff. Well, let me tell you, that's not true. I can't remember. I think the last time that a male flirted with me, and this was rare, was in 2020. I was in the grocery store, and there were two Mexican guys that were clearly high off of marijuana. I had a list, and I was in the produce section of the store. And I had a list, and the guy is talking to his friend, like, oh man, we should have made a list like her. And I could tell it, like, obviously when they said that, like, maybe, I don't think they were trying to talk to me, but, like, I could just tell that, like, they liked me, because you wouldn't say that about, like, a fat chick. Maybe you would have. It just felt, like, slightly flirtatious, and that's the last time. It's been 3 years. That's the last time a man has flirted with me, and it wasn't even directly to me. Before that, I couldn't remember. I think the last time somebody would flirt with me was in high school, so we're talking about like 7 or 8 years. I don't know how long it's been since I've been flirted with. So point being, it doesn't come by as much as you would think. Now online, of course, it's different. You know, I get like rape offers all the time and stuff like that, so obviously that's a different story, but I'm talking about in real life. So no, I'm an extremely pathetic person. I'm sort of, like, basically a lesbian, but not fully. I don't know, I like both. But, I don't know, whenever, like, a woman does flirt back with me, I get extremely insecure, and I feel like she's just pretending to like me, because it's a way that she'll make fun of me later. Like, she doesn't actually like me, she just is doing it to entertain and to later mock me behind my back with her friends. I don't know why, it's just, I know how women are, and I can't trust them, because with all the women that I interact with, they're always, like, super, evil behind closed doors. Like, they talk bad about everybody, but then if that person they're talking bad is in front of them, they'll talk good about them. And so I feel like that's what they do to me, because they do it with every other woman. So that's why, in, like, possible lesbian encounters, I can't trust them. Let me think about what else. So, yeah, that leads me into my, lesbian dreams that I've been having. So the pretext you have to know is that I'm extremely pathetic, and I'm scared of women, but I want to touch their vaginas, and I want them to touch mine. But I don't think about that often, not really. Like, I'll see, like, cute chicks or whatever, and I'll think about it. You know, you watch some porn, I guess. It's not like an addiction, like some people think I have. I've been accused of having a porn addiction simply because I said that I like to watch pornographic vanilla lesbian videos of women. That doesn't mean I have a porn addiction, okay? I don't have any porn addiction. Okay, so what happened? Yeah, so I wasn't really thinking about women. I have not been thinking about women. I've not really been masturbating to women. But somehow these dreams just came into my mind. Like they were force-fed to me. I'll have these dreams where I'll do awful things in my dreams that I would never do in real life. It's like they're like planted into your brain. I don't know, I don't think dreams are just figments of your imagination. Sometimes I think that, like, they could be real in just some other dimension, which scares me, because it's like, man, the things I've done in my dreams that I would never... There are decisions being made in my dreams that feel like they're not even me making them. And it's weird because, like, I would never do those things in real life. But that's completely different from these dreams that I've been having. The lesbian dreams, so here, let's start off with the first one I had, which is a lot more pathetic than the latter one. Okay. So this one I had the other day, there was, like, a chick, and she was, like, you know, average or pretty cute. And I don't know how old she was, maybe, like, 19, 20, you know, like, younger, I guess. 19, 20, 21, somewhere around there. And I think she had, like, dirty blonde hair, like, that, like, light brown or, like, a darkish blonde. She was cute, you know, slim, petite, because that's kind of my preference in women. And I was, like, masturbating her with my hand, and then I think I was later, like, eating her out like crazy, like, imagine, like, an African child that just got access to clean drinking water. He's like, that's what I was like on that pussy, okay? And so I was just going ham on that thing, on that Arby's sandwich. Like, I was hungry, because I was from pussy. And so, yeah, I was just, like, massively eating her out, like, flicking her off. And in my mind, I was thinking things, but I wasn't saying anything to her out loud. I was thinking things like, I live to serve pussy. this is what I'm talking about. I would never think those things in real life. That's so pathetic and creepy. I live to serve pussy. This is all I'm good for, is to serve pussy. I dream of pleasing women. I live to please women. This is, like, what my life is made for. Just, like, extremist. Like, you know how they say, like, this far-right supremacist groups or whatever the buzzwords are? I was, like, whatever that is, but for pussy. Like, I was just the most turbo lesbian you could get in that dream. Extreme lesbian. It was creepy. Like, I would say, like, incel vibes, but that doesn't seem right, because in my experience, like, incels seem to dislike women and kind of resent them sexually a little bit. So, like, I don't think that would be right to say, like, oh, that's incel vibes, but that's what people would describe it as. I don't know. It was extremist lesbians. You gotta watch out for those extremist lesbians. Gonna start arming them with, like, bazookas and stuff like that. And, you know, they're gonna start attacking women because they're just so desperate for pussy. So that was me in that dream. Yeah, and I didn't even, like, she didn't pleasure me at all. If you hear that, that's my dog. He's asleep next to me. She didn't pleasure me at all. It was all me pleasuring her. And in real life, I would never do something like that. Like, of course, you know, it's a give-and-take relationship. That's what builds a relationship. So you give some, you take some. But in this one, I was just giving, giving, giving. I didn't care that I didn't feel any pleasure. My pleasure came from giving. So weird, because, I don't know, I'm not really like that. Like, you gotta feel some pleasure, I guess, you know? So, that was that one dream. I was just an extremist lesbian. I still enjoyed it in the dream, and it wasn't a wet dream. Like, I didn't wake up, like, wet, or, like, I had came in the dream, or in real life. So, yeah, I don't know, it was just, like, a dream. So then, like, the day after that, or the second day after that, I can't remember, I had another dream where I was, extremely tripping out. If you don't know what tripping is, it's, like, scissoring, but actually good. If you look up scissoring, you get lesbians that don't really do anything, and they have fake orgasms, like, oh my god, it feels so good, and they're barely touching. No, if you want the real stuff, you look up tribbing, because I don't know what the difference is, but tribbing, it's like the search term to know that you're in it. Like, I want extreme scissoring, where it's like they're slamming, they're rubbing hard. If you look up tribbing lesbians, why it's so great is because it's two vaginas. Two vaginas are better than one. And the way and force that they're slamming their clams together, you just know that it feels good. With, like, straight porn, I never watch straight porn because I can't stand seeing penises or butts. I know I'm a woman, but it feels gay to masturbate to porn where you can see a guy's ball sack and penis and butt. I don't know. It's a turnoff. It feels homosexual to me. Even though I'm a woman, I can't explain it. That's how it feels. I might have been a man in my past life, and, like, that's still, like, those man remnants are still in my brain. I don't know what it is. I can't get off to that. I need women, okay? And so, like, in street porn, when women are having sex with the man, it's like 99% of the time fake. You can tell. I'm amazed at how many dudes can't tell women faking orgasms and stuff. It's just a lot of guys are very stupid. They can't tell how women are faking things and don't actually feel it. But if you look up lesbian tripping, the force of the rubbing and slamming, there's no way other than it feels good. They can't fake that it doesn't feel good. It feels good. You could see videos of these chicks doing their clams together, and like their faces are turning red, their veins in their neck are showing because it feels that good. You can't fake that stuff, and it's just amazing. What I get off to is authenticity of a woman. I like to know that she is feeling things, and maybe that's where like my dream of like I live to serve pussy came from, is because I like to know a woman is feeling it, you know? So yeah, anyways, all that to say that I had a dream that I was on top, because if I ever lost my lesbian virginity, it would be on top, okay? If I ever found a woman that actually loved me and wasn't insane, and I would be on top of her. I would be the top in the relationship, and I would just be slamming hard, like it's WWE style, like I'm putting the moves on her in the ring with my vagina. So yeah, we were both shaved, by the way. I don't shave anything. I'm a very hairy person. I just gave up on hygiene. It hurts. It hurts so bad when the hair grows back on any part of my body. My legs, my armpits, down there, everywhere, my nipples. Because I have nipple hair. I have to pluck it, but I stopped plucking it because I don't care anymore. It just hurts. Why do we do this, and for who and for what? I don't care. It's some weird reptilian. You know who doesn't have hair? Reptilians. You know what they try and make you do? They try and make you like a reptile by forcing you to shave your hair, forcing you to constantly shower, because reptilians don't really smell. Well, sometimes they could smell like sulfur because they're demonic entities, but anyways, that was a tangent basically to say that in the dream I shaved, which is rare, but I think it was to feel the ultimate sensation of two vaginas slamming together. So yeah, I was just like super, rubbing on her. If you want to see a good example, look up Sin Sage, S-I-N-N Sage, and you'll see what I'm talking about. That's what I was doing, basically. Anyways, yeah, I'm just, like, extremely pathetic when it comes to, like, being a lesbian. I'm a lesbcel, I guess you could say, but I'm not, but you could say that. I don't know, women, like, scare me. I feel like men are a lot more authentic with their feelings and emotions towards you, whereas the women can be more conniving. Not all of them, of course, but I'm just saying the majority, and all the ones I've interacted with are basically like that. But, you know, there's unicorns out there, because I'm not like that. You know, I'm pretty easygoing, and I don't like to talk crap about people behind their backs. I don't really like drama. So I'd like to think that, of course, if I'm like that, there's some women out there like that. I just haven't met them. But if you're that woman, hit me up, you know. It's amazing, but I'm going to say this. There's never been one woman ever that's emailed me or contacted me. Not one. In my life, of course, a woman has emailed me, you know, like, a teacher, I guess, or, I don't know, like, school projects or something like that. I don't know. But, like, I've never had, like, a woman email me, AshleyJones@DNMX.org, if you're curious. DNMX is down right now, so I might have to change my email, but... Yeah, a woman could email me and I'll be friends with you. I'm actually pretty bored and lonely. I don't have friends, believe it or not. It's true, I don't. But it'd be nice to. But I don't know, I get scared of women. I would like to... Nah. I was gonna say, I'd like to have sex with a woman. But I would like to have sex with a woman sometime. But I don't want to, because it's too much drama. I say drama, but women are so much work. All the women I've interacted with, Jesus Christ, the juice is not worth the squeeze. You know, I could just masturbate and be done with it. I don't have to freaking sit through all their drama and say, oh no, I'm so sorry, you know, you misinterpreted what I said, blah, blah, blah. You don't have to deal with that with a man. That's the only reason I'm not a full-on lesbian, is because women are insane. If women were men... If women had the mind of men and the body of a female, I would 100% be a lesbian. But, like, men are pretty cool, too, you know? Like, I like a nice, juicy, uncut penis. Who couldn't say no to that, you know what I mean? So, like, nah, I don't think I'd be a lesbian, full on. I like both. You know, I can't decide. Both are good. That's my dog in the background. I already said that, but... So yeah, I'm conscious during this. This is not a real dream journal because this doesn't happen right after the dream. So I'm going to try, if I can remember, I'm going to keep my 70s tape recorder, which is what I have right, what I'm recording on right now. And I'm going to try and press record after I have a dream that's noteworthy. And you can listen to it and I'll upload it online. So, okay. I'm going to go to bed now. Goodbye.